Need for Light by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. Revelation 22:5. As I get older, I find I don't see as well in the dark. Searching for mismatched socks without turning on the light means I'll likely end up with two different colors. And if I'm trying to read without adequate light, I automatically reach for the lamp. That's why I've always marveled at how scriptures remind us that there will be no need for lamps or the light of the sun in heaven. The Lord Himself will be our light. In fact, Revelation 21:23 describes the heavenly city of Jerusalem in this way. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. No need for the sun or moon? Such a strange concept for us. Yet, it's also a beautiful reminder of Jesus, the true light, who gives light to everyone. John 1:9. Today, it seems like more and more people are groping about aimlessly in the dark, their backs turned to the only source of light they'll ever need. The enemy has deceived them by making the darkness into a false light of freedom. However, the temporary feelings of liberty offered by the darkness will eventually be met with the light of truth. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, "For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known." There will be a day when our faltering eyes will see Jesus as He is. Face to face, we will gaze into the eyes of the Lamb, the true light who illuminates our hearts and exposes all things. Until that day, we must remain in Him. Through the dark days ahead, as the culture sinks deeper into the false life of the adversary, we must keep our lamps burning until the bridegroom comes. Be encouraged today. No matter how dim your circumstances seem, you can walk in the light as He is in the light. As 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." We have need of the light, need of the one who purifies us from all sin and keeps us until the day of His return. Don't let the enemy deceive you into thinking your eyesight is fine without Jesus. All the things of this earth will grow dim in the light of His glory. So even if your physical sight fades and you end up with mismatched socks, you can rest assured the true light is coming, the only light you'll need for all eternity.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.